What up, what up, what up, everybody? I'm the Mademoiselle, and you are currently rocking with the Mad Cast. Make sure you guys get your tea, get your snacks, get everything you need, because you're going to get your opinions rocked. Of course, before you leave, make sure you leave a review down below, and be sure to stay connected on all my social medias at the Mel, TheMlle, and be sure to check out all my other social media channels. Especially on YouTube. I hope you enjoy the episode.
Today we're going to be talking about Black girl femicide, this whole situation of Black women being murdered. But to be quite honest with you, I feel like this is not necessarily new. It's just now being exposed to the masses. This has been something that I feel that has to be talked about more at length, because it's just extremely concerning and very, very terrifying that we just cannot live in peace. We do not deserve peace, according to a lot of people, because I feel like when a lot of people talk about these things, when these stories are shared on Twitter, there's a lot of people that are rejoicing in these situations. A lot of people think that these situations are funny. A lot of these situations are justified. And I just wanted to bring attention to these situations, mainly because I believe that, one, we need to talk about why these situations may be happening, why these situations are genuinely not okay, and most importantly, what we can do to prevent certain situations like this from happening. Because there's a lot of women in general, especially a lot of Black women, that do live alone. And this is just something that genuinely should not be happening. It's really, really scary to think that just because you're a woman, because you're a Black woman, that you genuinely are not safe out there. Now, understand that almost everything that I'm saying in this video is very, very general, okay? Very general. Of course, it's not everyone, but for a lot of people, a lot of things that I'm saying in this video is true. Do not take it personal. If it's not for you, throw it away. If it's for you, keep it, whatever the case may be. But it's very general. Honestly, understand, I'm one of those people that believe that just because you're a woman, just because you're a Black woman, does not mean that you should not be able to live your life to the fullest, okay? I'm one of those people. I believe in solo traveling. I believe in doing whatever it is that you want to do, because at the end of the day, that is your God-given right, okay? So please do not take this video as one of those things like, you know, that's why I'm afraid to do this, that's why I'm afraid to do that. No. At the end of the day, do what you want to do. I am a proud advocate of living your life to the fullest, okay? So don't take this video as one of those, like, you know, be afraid to live, be afraid. No. Just take precautions, be careful, use your common sense, and most importantly, use discretion, okay? Just be more careful. Always be aware of your surroundings. Now, of course, we all know that Black women are not the most protected. Black women are definitely a very, very different when it comes to other women of color. When it comes to us, we are definitely regarded different from other women, and there's different circumstances that are in play because of this. So I will say, when it comes to Black people as a whole, we lead our lives completely differently. And I will say, before I get into the rest of this video, I would never, ever, ever want to be anything other than a Black woman. I love being Black. I love being a woman. Love the experience as a whole, and I wouldn't trade it for anything else in this world, okay? But I will say that some things gotta give, some things have to change, because there's a lot of things that we do as Black people as a whole that do fuck us up in the long run, and a lot of us do refuse to acknowledge that. That is a big part of the reason why a lot of bad things do happen to us. And I feel like a lot of people refuse to acknowledge this. So first one has to be the sexualization of children and the sexualization of Black people as a whole. It's absolutely no secret that the children of our community are definitely a huge target, and that's something that plagues us for our entire life. There is absolutely no one that can negate that the children, especially Black little girls, are sexualized literally from the womb, okay? Let's be real here. You do not see any other races of little girls being sexualized the way that Black little girls are sexualized, okay? Little Black girls be out here booty popping, doing all of this goofy shit for the most part. You don't see little white girls, Hispanic girls too, depending on which type of Hispanic culture we're talking about and where they're growing up. But for the most part, a lot of little girls of color, but especially Black girls, for the most part, a lot of their families, a lot of the communities allow to many black girls to be over-sexualized, the booty popping, the, you know, revealing clothing, dressing them up to be very grown, putting like little crop tops on them, and then allowing them to be around grown men and being watched by grown men. And please do not try to navigate away from the conversation, because I know at this point, just by me mentioning this, there's going to be people that have allowed their children to be in very compromising states, have allowed their children to participate in this type of behavior, who are going to now sit there and try to navigate away from the conversation. Now they're going to try to fuck around and comment nonsense that has nothing to do with the conversation. Well, you can't say woman correctly. It's woman. It's woman. And now they're going to be like, okay, well, there's other nationalities and ethnicities and races of people who do this too. Okay, well, what about the people in Africa who do this, that, and the third? They do this too. Okay, well, what about, stay on topic. Black people, this is another thing that we do that is very problematic. Every single time someone calls us out on something, even if it's our own people, that's when we start talking about shit that has absolutely nothing to do with conversation. Well, you're Haitian, so you can't talk about anything that talks about black people in America. At the end of the day, Haitians are part of this too. Every black culture, both foreign and American, is guilty of this shit. The sexualization of black children needs to stop, because this is the key component of why a lot of black girl femicide is happening today. It all ties in. A lot of other cultures of people see black girls as grown, as an easy target. They see us as a very, very provocative symbol. If you see a black girl, if you see even a brown girl, any little bit of a hint of color, that girl is going to be provocative. She's freaky. She's this, she's that. And that also ties into pop culture. When you see these girls in the music videos, the ones that are shaking their ass, the one that's this, that, and the third, it's a black girl. It's a this girl. It's a girl of color. It's a girl that looks like a black girl nonetheless. So it translates to other races of people that black girls will do whatever it is to get attention. Black girls will do sexual things. Black girls, if you see a black girl at a party, if you see a black girl at Walmart, if you see a black girl anywhere, whatever the case may be, she's going to do whatever it is that you want, because that's just how black girls are. I can't tell you how many times I get in an Uber or I just like get in any type of social setting and they just automatically put on rap music or any type of twerk type of music, and they expect me to just like bust out and twerk or bust out and start like, you know, like vibing with it. And it's like, who the fuck said I like this music? It's really fucking annoying, because a lot of people just associate us with that type of music. They think we like ratchet music. They think we like to twerk. They think that we just like ratchivity. And sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. Personally, it depends on how I feel. Maybe there's times I like to be a little ratchet. I like to get down. I like, you know, but sometimes, most of the time, I really don't. I'm really into Haitian music. I'm really into Caribbean music. I'm really into Afro beats. That's the type of shit that I like to get down to for the most part. That is a very problematic situation. It is a very common occurrence that a lot of black kids grew up in broken homes. And since a lot of black kids have grown up in broken homes, I feel like a lot of people use this to their advantage when it comes to manipulating black children, especially when it comes to manipulating black women. When it comes to a lot of black women who are murdered, who are abused, a lot of times you see it being from a spouse. You know, you see it being from like someone in your building in close proximity, right? Murders and kidnappings do happen to the victims by people that they know. And most of these abusers and situations like that are more than likely going to do this to people that they know are vulnerable. People who grow up in broken homes are more trusting of people that are able to manipulate them. Let's be real here. If we're talking about manipulators and abusers, a lot of people use this to their advantage. And sadly, when these victims are going through these types of situations, they are not really going to be understanding that these things are going to happen to them. You know, they're not understanding that these manipulators are doing these things to them. So it's really, really crazy to think like these people are like literally in their homes. You know, they're dating these manipulators and these abusers, and they're not fully aware, like, oh God, like I'm being manipulated, I'm being abused. And I don't necessarily see that this person is like in my home, in my life. This person is a friend, so to say. You know, you see all of these people getting sold into human trafficking, getting murdered, getting abused, being kidnapped, being whatever. And these people are not strangers. This is not like no Netflix series or no docuseries where like these people are just being like snatched off the street. These are people in their everyday lives where these things are happening to them. And it's very terrifying. A lot of us are so trusting and we're so giving and we're so loving. And I feel like Black women, we're known for being that way. I feel like we're known for being that way because a lot of us don't have so much support, because a lot of us start off with not having any support. And that's why I tell people it's very important to have that support. I know there's so many people out there that be like, you know, I don't need that daddy, I don't need that mother, I don't care, I'll raise my child by myself. But y'all need to understand, this whole idea of I don't need nobody, whatever, is pretty problematic. And I do kind of preach that to an extent, but understand, as a human being, you need other people. You cannot go about life having that attitude of I don't need nobody, because at the end of the day, you're only hurting yourself, you're only hurting your children, you're only hurting whoever it is around you when you're having that attitude of I don't need nobody. Your kid is going to look for whoever it is that you don't have in their life in other people, and they're going to seek that solace in other people. And then you have situations like this where they're sitting here seeking that type of validation and manipulative pieces of shit. Of course, divest. Okay, let me tell you this. I already said this numerous times, but a lot of people, if you've never came across me before, this whole idea of, yeah, if you get a white man, if you get a rich man, if you date outside your race, whatever case may be, you will be protected, is just the biggest lie. I've known so many people that have done this. You know, they've dated Indian men as Black women, white men as Black women, rich men. Like, I'm talking about millions of dollars. I ain't even talking about six figures. I'm talking about seven figures, eight figures. And literally, their life has been way worse than anything you can ever believe. Way worse than you can ever imagine. And it's crazy because people just need to understand that money, power, and influence typically makes people way worse than you can ever imagine. And if it doesn't make them worse, it just shows their true colors. Stop thinking that just because someone has money or someone is a different color, ethnicity, or race, it's just going to make your situation better. Might make your life a little bit more comfortable, but it's not going to make your situation better in terms of they're going to treat you better just because they have money. They're going to treat you better because they're from a different ethnic culture. The only thing is, definitely people are raised differently because they come from different backgrounds. So there's different things you're probably not going to deal with. We all know that Black men act certain types of ways towards different types of people, and you know, white men act different types of way towards different types. Like, we know that. I definitely wholeheartedly believe that a white man will treat you differently than an Asian man, than, you know, a man from like Africa, than a man from Australia. Like, I definitely believe that. Like, different races, ethnicities, or whatever, meant, like, I definitely believe that. But at the same time, you need to understand men are men. And you also need to understand that how a man treats you is definitely not always going to be how he treats every woman in a relationship. I do not treat every man the same way. Like, how I treat my man now is not how I ever treated any man in any relationship. So, like, I know for a fact, if any man is looking at me now like, damn, I really need her as a girlfriend. I know if me and my man were to break up and any man is trying to pick me up, like, damn, shit, I want to go on trips with her. Shit, she out here taking her man to Costa Rica and she out here buying him gifts. Shit, I need a girl like that. You think I'm about to do this for another man? Probably not. Stop thinking that if that man did it for her, he would do it for you. Nah, that's just not how life works. They end up getting themselves killed because a lot of these men, understand, men don't like that shit. Men don't like this whole situation of women out here going after them just for their money. That gold digging shit will get you killed. Okay, not saying that any of these women that we've heard about in this media have went after men because of their money and that's how they got themselves killed, but there's a lot of women that I know who have gotten themselves attacked or whatever the case may be because they tried to gold dig and it went really left and they got caught up. Do not be like that. Bottom line, we are very, very strong. We are not going to put up with nobody's bullshit. And I feel like we're known for that, right? We speak up for what we want. We don't let anybody tell us what to do, how to do it, where to do it, how to do it. And I feel like we're known for that. And either people really love us for it and they want a piece of that, or they really hate us for it and they want to shut us the fuck up. Either they really like us for it and they try to get us and we deny it and they hate us for that because they're getting denied, or don't like us and they try to take us out. Nonetheless, both situations can go either way. I can't tell you how many times I've gotten into relationships where like men have tried to like manhandle me because like I didn't want to do something as simple as like come to them when they told me to come to them. See, that's the thing. I don't take no mess from nobody. So it was ended really, really quickly. But I literally had friends that literally have stayed in situations where, you know, they ended up being manipulated for years, you know. But personally, I've been in situations where men have like tried to grab me up because like, oh, you didn't hear me calling you. It's like, I didn't feel like coming. Who are you talking to? Talk about, you didn't hear me calling you. Like, you know, like shit like that. No, that's what we're not about to fucking do. Those type of men you have to watch out for, because since they have so much money, since they have so much power, they're going to expect you to be very, very submissive. They're going to expect you to do anything that they say, anything that they want, because they have all of that power. They have so much power in the office. They have so much power over their employees, so much power over everything in their life. What the fuck do you expect? Think that they're going to expect you to be telling them what to do? Like, actually think about it. Because a lot of y'all have this whole idea, oh, well, I'm going to be a housewife. I'm going to take care of the kids and I'm not going to do shit but lay on my back and collect the funds. Let's be fucking real. Like, a lot of you guys have unrealistic expectations here, right? So a lot of the time, these men don't like being told what to do. They don't even want to be told to pick up their underwear. Like, these men want to be treated like kings. They want to be waited on hand and foot. Okay, they just expect you to be laid on your back and take the pipe. But that's it. When it comes to Black women and Black femicide and us being murdered at an alarming rate, or, you know, us being exposed to the fact that a lot of us are being murdered at an alarming rate, I feel like a lot of it has a lot to do with the fact that they don't like the fact that we exert a certain sense of power. They're intimidated by the fact that we exert a certain sense of power. But we have a certain type of presence that is unmatched. We have a certain type of presence that is very, very scary for a lot of people. I feel like a lot of Black women are being killed because they are literally terrified of us. Any type of unity that we form with one another, any little bit of unity, whether we're talking about 2022, 1960s, 1920s, any little bit of unity that we form together, they try to destroy it. And that's terrifying to think about, because I think now it's more important that we come together more than ever. Now that all of these stories are coming out again, it's nothing new. I feel like this is something that's been always happening, but now they're actually putting all of these stories out there so that it kind of just destroys our mental health. It destroys our hope. It destroys us wanting to go out. It destroys our happiness. Just like how with BLM, right? And just like with COVID and everything, they just want to mess up everyone's mental psyche and our mental well-being. I feel like certain things they just put out there and just overdo so that all of us just feel like, oh my God, there's no hope. We can't go outside. We can't live no more. America's so dangerous. You can't do shit. Like the other day, I saw someone post like, oh, it's not safe for Black people in America. It's like, let's be real here. How many of us have been living here for how long? Like, have you gotten shot yet? I've been shot at. I'm gonna stop. But I've also lived in hood. But I ain't shot. I never been stabbed. I never even really been robbed. So like sometimes you gotta really think. A lot of the times the media really plays into your head. Are these things happening? Yes. Is it good to be aware of these things? Yes, but don't let these things play into your head to the point where you really sit in here thinking, I can't go outside. America's killing us. America is out here really trying to get rid of Black people, because necessarily that's not the case. There are a lot of racist people. There are a lot of people who do not like Black women, who do not like Black men, who really just don't like Black people. This is a real thing. However, do not let it deter you, because that is the goal. They're really trying to make us afraid. They really do not want us to thrive. That is the truth. That really is. They want you to think oh my God, I'm going to stay inside. I'm not going to invest. I'm not going to buy a house. I'm going to just stay inside and live and breathe inside and not go outside and not get an education and not start a business and not go to work and live on the lower totem pole and be low key and just, yeah, scroll on Instagram and post on these posts and that's it. Just literally do nothing. Don't do that shit. Don't give these motherfuckers the satisfaction. At the end of the day, you got to do what you got to do and be you. And most importantly, live life to the fullest. With that being said, let me know what you guys think about this video. Rest in peace to all the beautiful queens that lost their life to just pure fucking foolishness. All of this bullshit has to stop because it's just genuinely unnecessary. And most importantly, it's just really, really sad. And people really do need to start speaking up about this. If you're watching this and you're a content creator, I urge you guys to make a video about femicide because it's just really, really disheartening. And I do feel like it's something that does genuinely need to be talked about.
Are you pissed off yet? Of course not. Thank you guys so much for listening to the entire episode. If you guys really want to connect, make sure you guys stalk me on social media. Again, all of my handles are at TheMell, TheMlle. Make sure you guys go and you subscribe to the Patreon for extra support. Same handle, by the way. And I do exclusive uploads on there. And make sure you guys go and you subscribe to all my YouTube channels. Make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss out on any future episodes.